A new voice speaks, revealing the secrets of the heart. Scribed by Ariel, with assistance from colleagues. With tremendous heartfelt gratitude to all the souls who speak through me, and to my incarnate friends who help to ground me and who keep me straight, I cherish the bounty you all pour through me. I bow to you. The author thinks I am its feather. Matrix. Introducing the cast of characters. I am the narrator, the observer, the integrator, she who connects the dots into one coherent whole. I am the me who knows myself as I, the typical voice whom you'd expect to be writing this or any other book. It is I whom you are most familiar with. I am flesh and blood, breath and bone. I am Ariel, a human being just like you. A part of me is surrendering as deeply as I possibly can to write this book. For I, like you, once said, I will forget. I will forget, and one glorious day, it is as if the clouds of confusion begin to part, and thus it is that I begin to remember. Stirring, stretching, I begin to awaken from slumber. The great mystery reveals itself, and I reawaken to my true divine whole. The voice first spoke through me in written form in 2005. I had just completed writing my third book over Christmas of that year. I scribed it in 6 days, and then it rested. It was the sixth incarnation, the sixth writing of this same essential text. Beginning with a vision when I was 10, I received it in a log cabin in a wood. Over the course of 15 years, it was further translated, parachuted down from the finer realms of non-physicality into this realm, that of earth, space, and time. It was a marvelous relief to finally land the accessible version, one that could be read by thousands of people from many walks of life. Once I completed scribing it, I asked one of two seer friends of mine to check it, to energetically read it, and to let me know if anywhere in the text I had veered from its ideal path. Within moments of deep concentration, my friend, I call these friends my colleagues, said to me, "There's something missing." Within a nanosecond, I replied, "I've got to go." Simply through the power of her suggestion, it began spilling through me. This is what it wrote. A new voice speaks. I am here. It is time now. Release the linear path. Shed the fear of the unseen. You know it. You know it more intimately than you know yourself in this lifetime now. It is your friend. It has been your constant companion throughout all of time. Listen inwards. Here you will know all that you need to know. In fact, you already know it. You are dependent on no one, and you are interdependent with all. See the light in every body, people, plants, creatures, stars. See their radiant light, as if they are smiling, for love smiles, light smiles. This is its nature. Do not go forward without knowing you are called. This is the distinction between the past and the eternal now. When you feel called, it is the light calling you. When you move without this call, you are moving from the past. This is how you free yourself from fossilization. Learn to listen in every moment. No two moments are alike. No decision is permanent, except the decision to go home. Return to the stage of constant wonder. Everything is new, every moment, every person, every opportunity. Live as if you have just arrived here on this precious earth. Live as if this is your only day, as if you were a visitor here in this sacred place. When you do this, you will enter the resonant field of sacredness itself. You will remember, naturally, that you are sacred, that all life is sacred, and you will awaken, as if having been long asleep, to recognize that all is energy, sacred energy. You will begin to see life beyond the perceptual limits where you thought life ended. You will awaken to what is. I am here now. I am here with you. Do you remember me? Do you remember me? I am your friend. I remember you always as my kin. Everything is precious. Live your life remembering this, recognizing this. There is nothing wasted in creation. Everything has purpose, meaning, everything. There is light in all apparent darkness. See it, remember it, and you will awaken. For no shadow can remain where there is light, light within or light without. For light permeates all things, all thoughts, and all emotions. Nothing can hide in the presence of light. I am here. I am the light. I hope you can realize that I didn't write this alone. This is the difference between writing and scribing. To make it easy for you to distinguish, for we were not taught this great asset in public school, I will italicize whenever I am aware, as scribe, that the voice is speaking. The voice emanates from multiple dimensions, as you will see. Like Russian nesting dolls or the rings of a tree, pure consciousness steps down vibrationally from one strata to the next. Sometimes it takes a quantum leap. When I was in a state of deep meditation 21 years ago, I was informed by non-physical consciousness, what some people call guides, that one day in my future, I would begin to channel, to be a voice and a body, a vehicle for communication of a consciousness beyond me. These guides gently informed me that this channeling through me would be somewhat different than through classical channels, and that I will always appear and I will always sound like myself, rather than taking on the physical mannerisms and vocal inflections of the voice. The robust advantage of this particular model is that the voice will be able to speak, to be heard and received, without the hypervigilant watchdog of people's egos, simply because it looks like me and it sounds like me. That is, it appears familiar, recognizable, normal, everyday. The challenge with this particular model is that you can easily mistake the voice as me. It is not. I am simply its messenger, perhaps one of many. And so to differentiate between me, the scribe, and the voice, communication directly from the voice will hereon be italicized. Some of you may recognize who the voice is. Some of you may simply bask in its glow, ever loving, so radiant, and so kind. Occasionally in the written book, you'll also notice a heart symbol. This is the simplest way I can scribe a confirmation energy, a pulse that flows through me, an energetic nod, whenever another powerful being, a being whom we all know, speaks directly through me and thus through me. To keep this universal, rather than to use words that are easily recognized in some religious circles and yet not in others, I'll simply scribe the heart symbol. This voice, too, through your apt stillness and wonder, may you begin to recognize. The author thinks I am its feather. This is one of the first poems that I wrote, that is to say, that wrote itself through me, in a sudden flurry when I was in my teens. Little did I know then that I was already being initiated, apprenticed, as a scribe. In grade school, when in English or history class, we'd be assigned an essay, without the slightest contemplation, I would know to wait. An inborn patience inside of me, I naturally trusted, knowing that when it knew it was ready, it would tap me from inside. Deep in my belly, I recognized this was the sign. Its internal gestation was now fully complete, and so then, and not before then, I would lift up my pen. In one simple swoosh, the essay would flow out. I wouldn't need to edit it. I'd simply recopy it and hand it in. This was before the age of computers. It was the easiest, most fluid way I could ever imagine to write. I let myself surrender. I didn't force. And so when this simple poem flowed through me, I felt a deep resonance with it. I felt I could touch its meaning, its source, well beyond what was visible. This line came with an image of a feather quill pen.